recording.
How about you still?
I'm just headed down 85, coming past Green River Road here.
Nice smooth ride in.
Shenanigans between exit 90 and 96, but I'm south of it now. It looks like it's pretty clear.
Does that door have what you were looking for?
Any time to call them yesterday because we're doing a big clean out at the office, and we were hauling boxes out and cleaning up parts bins and stuff all day and just trying to make it presentable for visitors. They sent an email earlier this week like, yeah, you know what? Wednesday and Thursday we're going to be cleaning out the office because it's a pigsty.
I need to do some spring cleaning myself.
Was really ready for the amount of stuff that we were going to generate because they got these big bins, and the big cardboard bins were full by like 8:30, and they never came and emptied them all day. So people just started piling boxes up next to it, around it. That whole end of the hallway ended up getting filled with cardboard boxes, and you know, the trash dumpsters were all overflowing and full and everything. So yeah, definitely could do better next time, but we got another day of it today, so hopefully they emptied everything overnight, and we'll start with some fresh, clean, empty dumpsters this morning.
You can accumulate, isn't it?
Same thing at home.
I got things that I don't use, but I plan on using them when I retire, you know, if I ever get that far.
I got like 10 HF radios at home that I like to play with from time to time, and you know, I've got just so much ham stuff, and so, you know, like, you know, don't even get me started on power tools that I never use. You know, I get free power tools at the office all the time. I just take them home. I took home, like, three boxes yesterday, you know, in the clean-out. You know, I mean, I could just check stuff out on a property pass. So I got three big cardboard boxes full of various power tools yesterday, took them home. I have no idea what I'm going to do with them, but they were, you know, lots of lights and impact wrenches and drills and impact drivers and batteries and stuff. I don't know. I guess I'll just give them away or something.
I got a few battery tools. Most of mine were Porta cable from years ago.
Shut up.
All a little blower for when I'm camping, you know, to blow your mat off and to blow your roof off and stuff like that.
Or I think I can give you.
You just don't need it.
A new one, so my old one's just sitting there. I bought the old one for camping to blow off the rugs, blow everything off, and this new one I got is a lot more powerful. You know, I got it for doing the leaves at the house, and in addition to all the camping stuff, it's got a variable throttle on it, so I can throttle it back for just blowing stuff off of the campsite. But yeah, I need to dig up an extra battery and charger for it somewhere. I'll look around the office today and see what I can find.
I appreciate that.
Blower too, so there's some pretty other fun tools that we have that run on 40 volt platform, and I do occasionally get some of that stuff.
Use it that often, but when I, you know, when you need it, you need it, right?
I definitely needed it last week when I was cleaning off our patio. You know, we had this patio built concrete pad with a big awning over it out back, and you know, it got put in May of 23. And 2 years go by, and I'd never cleaned it or washed it off or anything. So I finally got the pressure washer out, got the leaf blower out, blew all the dust off of it, you know, pressure washed it, used the blower to try to dry it off a little bit. Really, really clean now. Now I just need to get some sealer. But yeah, the blower came in handy for getting a lot of the extra water off because it didn't quite slope it right. And it's a textured concrete finish, so little pools of water would get on it. So I'd use the blower to blow those things out.
Might get some rain going into work.
Any drops yet, but thanks for the heads up. We got a few sprinkles yesterday, but nothing too big. And I saw in the forecast that there was something on the forecast for today, but not too much.
It was showing rain in south of Greenville. And then, but then it also showed some parts of North Carolina were in a good area for some golf ball size hail.
Patrick's Way.
And all the way over to Rustin Street, thing.
That would be a couple of counties. Let's see, it's Cleveland County, and then it might be Ruffin County is the one west of us, but yeah, it's a little bit, that's out towards Patrick, about halfway between me and Patrick.
That won't get any of it.
Yeah, we do, and we'll just deal with it.
It's the, I guess it's the tariffs, but I guess it's the really the ships that aren't coming in, so we're having trouble getting product out, so they've been air freighting 55-gallon barrels of product.
The same thing, we've been leasing entire aircraft to bring over product, but most of our production is not in China anymore. I think we brought in a bunch of batteries and stuff ahead of tariffs and stuff like that. But yeah, it's a big mess. You know, we're trying to deal with it as best we can, but yeah, it's just a giant mess, and there's no reason for any of it to be happening.
On that, just the hoops you got to jump through to send barrels on an airplane is ridiculous. Yesterday wasn't, and sometimes it is.
And it's hard to find a pilot who's willing to fly hazmat.
Years ago, we had some drums we were trying to send, and man, they just kept getting rejected at the airport. I don't know what they were doing. I mean, they said it had a residue on it, and we brought them back and washed them up and did all kinds of things, but we never could get them to go.
Forgot to issue the green forms.
Nothing with paperwork or anything like that. It was something about a residue that was on the drums or on the pallet or something. Hang on just a second. Going in my bad spot. FW, I'm back. Man, that was unusually bad this morning.
We're back to the old times of having difficult reception because I'm in my car and it's definitely not as good as it was with it that week a couple weeks ago when it was really good. Where from?
Shipping them from our facility. We fueled them at our facility.
I'm just being persnickety that day.
And we even got the large cardboard boxes, you know, and put the four drums inside there and banded it all up and still got rejected.
Looking for some green forms.
I know I ordered stickers yesterday. I've always ordered some kind of hazmat stickers or whatever. I ordered stickers yesterday that said that it, although it looks like hazmat, it's not.
Talk about the green forms that have the pictures of dead presidents on them.
Yeah, I knew what you were talking about. Yeah, that probably ain't going to happen. But, I mean, dang, we're sending like 40 or 60 barrels at a time. It's like, man, I mean, it's a bunch of them.
Well, we're going to start seeing some empty shelves here pretty soon. I've already started to see some things go out of stock on Amazon that I regularly buy. And I know that some of our competitors have not brought anything into the country since the 145% tariff went into effect on China because they don't have production anywhere else. You know, we're still bringing stuff in because we're mostly in Vietnam now, and it's less than, it's 46% still, but at least it's less than 145%. So, yeah, I think we're going to see a short-term benefit from it just in terms of, you know, we're the only people that are going to have anything available. But it's still no good. It still sucks. And there's really no, you know, it's just, you know, I've been sitting here beside myself wondering why all this is happening.
It's, things are definitely getting harder to get, kind of like back in the days of COVID when the shipping was really stupid. I've ordered a couple of things that usually get in a few days. Now it's several weeks out. Heck, I needed some little, they were like PTFE little bushings, and that, it took like 8 weeks.
I have some friends in Shelby that run a coffee roasting business, and they were in the process of buying a larger roaster to handle their growing business. And their roaster got hit with like $10,000 in tariffs. Even though the roaster was made in the USA, because the roaster was made with Canadian steel and had some Chinese electronic components, they had to pay those tariffs even though it was made in the USA. And that's what nobody's really reporting on, is that, you know, the tariffs apply to foreign content, which is not even what the law says tariffs apply to, but that's what they're doing. They're applying the tariffs even to made-in-USA items that just because they contain foreign content, and that's really killing a lot of people.
In a sense, I mean, if you hit the port when it came from China, you know what I mean? I could understand that, but not after it was already assembled into something.
I mean, wrecking their business because, you know, they had to pay, you know, twice as much as the tariffs on the roaster were more than the roaster cost. And, you know, the invoice on the roaster was like $8,000 and they had to pay $10,000 in tariffs between China and Canada. And it's just insane the way they calculated it out. And, they're not going to make any money at all. You know, it's going to take them years to pay for that extra, you know, that extra cost.
Good business, right? KN4 TFW.
Yeah, not even to mention the tariffs they're having to pay on the coffee they're bringing in to roast.
Yeah. W4FCM.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Fred. How you guys doing this morning?
Morning, Andrew. Morning, Fred. KN4 TFW.
Hey, very well. Thank you.
I'll carry on. I'm just listening to y'all.
Soapbox, because I'm just getting mad this morning, so you guys take it away for a minute.
Thank you, everybody.
Friday Eve, I kind of wish it was Friday, but, you know, then I'd be going to sleep in a hammock, and, you know, which is not bad, but I'd rather sleep in my bed this weekend.
Take on the ground, right?
And I hope it don't come to that.
Should slow down any?
Not a bit yet.
And my sister works at BMW, but their little warehouse up there in Spartanburg, where they, I guess, they ship out like unassembled cars and parts.
Yeah, you know, we have, call them SKD cars. I don't know what the acronym stands for, but, you know, we do have cars that we ship out that are boxes. Those are only for the China market, but, you know, you have to. The weird regulations in China about you can build one and make one or something along those lines, where they can build one in China and then they can import, so they kind of build it over there. It's really weird. I don't quite understand it, but I mean, for the most part, that's only for the one country. So I don't know. I don't know how it's going to affect all that.
They ship some to South America, too, I believe, she said. I'm going to have to check with her and see how it's affecting her.
Morning show this morning.
Thing I wasn't sure.
Yes, and, yeah, it's definitely lighting up the sky.
Storms down that way, down towards Anderson.
Drops here coming up on 290.
Umbrella.
Might get by with a few raincoats.
Office.
Raining. I swear, every time I go into work, it's always raining sideways. So, top half dry, bottom half soaking wet.
Duty raincoat at work that they gave to me. Now, I had to cut about 8 inches off the bottom to keep it from dragging the ground where I wouldn't kill myself.
Think of a raincoat.
Down to my ankles.
Boy, the rain this weekend. Get down there and start camping and it raining. Cody State Park.
Take a good raincoat.
Even when it doesn't rain.
Checked the weather, which a few days ago, we were supposed to get a little bit of rain Friday night, but I haven't checked it lately.
3 to 5 inches between now and Sunday?
I hope not.
Could be for FCM.
With some lightning going on, it light up the whole sky.
I'm
here at 299.
That way.
Yeah, minutes ago, and there were definitely some big drops, but not many, but they were big.
They're coming down. I guess it figures I'm getting closer to work. It needs to start raining.
¶¶
sunrise this morning.
That's my rear view.
He's looking at the sunrise and going the other way, looking at the lightning.
They're bound to cover over the sunrise. Looks like the front is just getting there and it's blocking it now.
Navy blue through all these clouds down here, so it's not totally covered, but probably going to get there.
Worst of it for us was going to be like 8 or 9 tonight.
Going to turn into the plant. I'm going to say 7-3. Y'all have a good one. Be safe, and hopefully I'll holler at you later today or tomorrow morning. KO4 CEF, and I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Dave, be safe. W2JKT.
7-3, Andrew. Have a good one and stay dry. KO4 CFW.
3 miles, 6 days drive for me.
Yeah, I'm coming up on the north end of Business 85 now.
A little lighter than normal, Sir Greenville, this morning.
This weekend when we're headed to North Carolina.
At least they drive for you when you're in transit, because, you know, driving long in the rain is no fun at all.
49 up through Asheboro, and then, so it's, you know, mostly two-lane back roads. 80-foot knuckle boom for next Friday for some work we got coming up.
Bet I was going through that dead spot at Woodruff.
To order an 80-foot knuckle boom for some work we got coming up next week. G-Lift, you know, like you see them working on the big signs way, way up high and that, except it's articulating at the end.
I've always wanted to rent one of those so I can get up high in my tree to hang my dipole.
Some 40-footers that you can pull behind a pickup truck that, at like Home Depot.
Yeah, but I can't get a pickup truck into my backyard. I wonder if I can tow it with my lawnmower, because I think my tractor can pull like 500 pounds or something. It's probably a little heavy for it, but I may be able to move it with that. But yeah, that would definitely be helpful. I saw somebody with one last week. It was like an Arbor 1000 Pro or something like that. But it was a little freestanding thing with a bucket on the end of it. And they were up in a tree cutting it down. So, yeah, I've seen those, but never knew where I could get one.
Most of the Home Depots have them. I know the one here in Spartanburg over on the north side on 29, they have them. I've seen them a couple of other places, but they appear to be pretty light. I bet if you could get it close, you could just push it into the backyard.
Back out because it's all uphill from my backyard up to the back of the driveway, so I gotta be able to pull it up the hill.
It'd be ideal for if you had some tree limbs to take down, sure enough.
Falling about 30 feet up right now, maybe a little bit more, but there's another branch on that tree in the back that's at about 40 feet, 45 feet, maybe 40 feet. If I could just throw a little harder, I could get the line over it, but then there's some branches underneath it that interfere, so it'd be easier if I could just get up there and hand do it, but I don't know, maybe I'll have to try. My back surgery got scheduled on June 16th, so whatever I got to do it before then.
I used a fishing pole with about a 2-inch weight on it, and I threw it up in there, and then it, you know, you could just let the string back down, and the weight would come down, and if it wasn't where I wanted, I'd just cut the string, roll it back up, retie, and try again.
A half-inch socket that I tie to an end of a paracord, and I usually just throw that from my deck. But yeah, the big problem is, you know, once it gets over that high branch, there's a bunch of branches below it that make it difficult to pull anything up through it. Two lights on the northbound side, many of them with some folks out of their car. I wonder if the popo found them something this morning.
Going to get a nice place to stay, it sounds like.
Sequence that I'm driving home and I see them with somebody, they're doing a search on the side of the road at least probably once or twice a month.
The 44.
That's exactly where I am.
For some reason. I saw where they were, you know, they're sending them immigrants to El Salvador. I saw that they were contemplating starting to send them to Libya.
because apparently I'm losing the repeater here through Augusta Road. So I'll go ahead and sign when you can. I hope you have a good day. And yeah, I'll probably catch you next week. Hope you have a good trip this weekend. WTJKT, I'll be clear on your final 73.
Have a good one, and I'll get you back on Tuesday. I'm coming back on Monday, so I'll get you guys on Tuesday. You guys have a good one. KN4 TFW.